Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome back to the Morning Beat. We're super excited about this next guest. I consider her the true OG of the Housewives franchise. If you watch Real Housewives of Atlanta, you understand exactly who I'm talking. Please welcome to the program, Ms. NeNe Leakes.
Yes, honey, ATL in the building.
Okay, so I will say this. So we all know that, you know, Orange County was the first. Vicki Gunvalson's the original OG, blah, blah, blah. However,
allegedly,
I will say it wasn't until Atlanta and those ratings started popping that this entire franchise took off. So in my heart, you're the OG.
Thank you so much.
Yes. Okay, so first, can we start up talking about this song? I'm curious to know, me personally, how do I get that money, honey? How do I get to it? Like, can you tell me?
You look like you already got some money, honey. You are not fooling me, honey. Listen, I can tell by looking at you, honey. You already got a little money now.
Yes.
Okay? But you know, how you get the money is to be around people with money. And that's how you get to the
money. Love it. Well, yeah. I'm loving this. Now, I oftentimes, when housewives, and I will not name them, put out songs, you're like, ooh. But then I saw you did Come and Get This Honey. If the gay clubs were open, they would be losing their minds. Talk to us about Come and Get This Honey, because I love it.
Well, you know what? For a long time, they've been asking me to do a song, and I didn't want to do it because of what you just said. There were a lot of housewives that were doing songs and just being silly and stuff, right?
Are you talking about Luann? You're talking about Luann. Let's just say it.
Luann. I love Luann. My girl. Like, she's one of my girls in my little circle. I love you,
Luann. I love that. That's one of your homegirls. That's so cute.
Yeah, she's really good. I like Luann. But there were other girls. Kenya. Okay, twirl, you know, so there were other people, honey, that were making music that could not make music. I've been on Broadway and I've done Glee and I've always sung there. So I really wanted to sing. When I got inside of the studio, I worked with Lady Luck and she's a rapper. And she said to me, NeNe, you can rap, let's do it. And I said, girl, I don't know how to do it. And she said, I'm gonna show you a couple things. You do what I do and you got it. So she showed me a few things and here we are with Come Get This Honey.
Well, listen, Beyonce's doing it with Meg the Stallion right now, and you're holding your own, girl. I love it.
Yes.
I'm kind of curious to know. So on this show, like, we've watched a couple episodes of this reunion. First of all, it's kind of – I wasn't sure how I felt about it, but this idea of a virtual reunion, you guys are the very first to ever do this, which I think is kind of iconic and appropriate.
Yeah.
Y'all are not holding back. You're spilling the tea. On the first episode, you slammed your laptop shut. I want to know.
I love that.
We can talk about Kenya Moore. We're going to get to her. But I need to know about Cynthia Bailey. Because here's what I see.
Too.
I'm going to be real with you, NeNe. My boyfriend and I both, you're the character that we root for so hard every single season.
No matter what.
But you can also be the character that we get so infuriated with sometimes. Because it feels like there's a wall that goes up with you sometimes. And once the wall goes up, it's so hard to come back down. Now, you made up with Portia this season. You're kind of cool with Candy. You're kind of like frenemies. But this Cynthia Bailey relationship, just as an outsider watching, you know, from home, I know how reality shows are. It seems to me a little bit like you like being the big sister, but when somebody kind of like comes back and sticks their chest out a little bit and they kind of grow up a little bit, it seems like the relationship gets a little rocky. Is there any truth to that? Or is there something we're not seeing about Cynthia on the show that makes this relationship continue to hit this brick wall?
I definitely think it's something that you're not seeing, honestly, because Cynthia is as old as I am. So, I think for whatever reason, I think they showed a little bit of more Cynthia's personality this season than they've ever shown before. Because in the past, I think they've always shown her as sort of like, ooh, but Cynthia is a tough girl. I feel like she does a lot of things, you know, sneaky and underhanded. Even at the reunion, there were a lot of things that Kenya were saying to me, I knew came from Cynthia's mouth.
Wow.
So I knew, yes. And you know, look, Cynthia's not an angel. That's all I can tell you. You know, she's been in a fight with Portia before. She's just not an angel. Also, I think our friendship started to go downhill, honestly, and I'm not lying. This is the God honest truth. I've said it a million times. I don't know why. I have been a great friend to Cynthia. Yeah. She's been a great friend to me. I was truly hurt by the dissolve of our relationship, and that was real.
Well,
I was upset about it.
I love the two of you together.
Well, even after
she
sees,
thought of her as my sister.
Well, even after she sees, you know, Kenya, how she comes in and kind of ruins the engagement, the surprise. And even watching that back, were you shocked that Cynthia still wasn't more upset and still didn't, you know, finally start to see Kenya for who she really is?
I really was upset when we were in Greece and I saw Kenya really tear down Cynthia's business and Cynthia really didn't confront her the way I felt she would have came at me. I really felt some kind of way. And I was like, girl, you would have been saying something to her like this. Mm-hmm. You all always talk about how you eat and people taking food off of your plate. Well, this is your business. And she was really putting her business down. And I saw Cynthia not really stand up to her. What I think, because I'm in the circle, Kenya is one of those people who will say anything or tell anything. So I feel like she has something on Cynthia. And I feel like Cynthia doesn't want to like go head to head with her because Kenya's going to tell any and everything they've ever said or done together.
Any idea what that might be?
I don't know what that is, but I'm sure it's a lot of talking about me that I'm sure Kenya will be happy to spill.
Well, I want to ask you, we also loved your relationship with Kim. You had a falling out. I'm Team Nene forever. Don't worry.
Yeah.
Have you guys spoken since quarantine? Are you guys in good company?
They did a full IG live together.
Yes, we did.
It
was incredible. It was amazing.
Yes, we did. Yes. Yes. I have spoken to Kim quite a few times since we've been quarantined. And yes, we did a cocktails and conversation together. So yeah, we don't live that far from each other. We've only been talking and texting over the phone.
I love that. I, you know, I do. I think that it was such a great friendship. And for people that don't know, do check out the IG live. Now, Nene, how have you been doing in quarantine? Being alone? Is it crazy?
You know, I'm not really alone. My husband and my son are here. I bought a business while I was in quarantine. Since I've been in quarantine, I purchased a business. And so we've been getting up every morning, going to the business. We just started doing it in the last like 2 or 3 weeks, going up to the business every day, trying to get it ready. It's going to be a few months before we can open for business, but it'll be a surprise. We'll tell everybody at some point.
Nene, that's amazing.
Is it not another clothing store?
Not another clothing store, no. Okay. In fact, I'm trying to close a clothing store.
Well, you've done so much, Nene.
Because one of my stores is located inside of a mall, and I'm really afraid. With all the strange people.
Can I ask you, Nene, as a man in an 8-year relationship with a Black man from Georgia.
Georgia.
He drove me around Buckhead. We were down there for Mother's Day a few years ago. He drove me around. We saw Chateau Charest. It still wasn't done.
AJ.
but on a more serious note, you know, as a mother of a Black man, when you see like the story like Ahmaud Arbery, as you know, this has been happening forever. You know, for many people, this is so shocking and it can't believe this happened in 2020. Yeah. But as a Black woman and as a mother of a Black man, you know this story all too well. Do you have any thoughts on, you know, what Ahmaud's mother must be going through or what the community is feeling down there in Atlanta?
Listen, I saw late at night, for some reason, somebody kept saying the video is out. And I just decided in the middle of the night, laying in my bed to press on the video and watch it. Why did I do it? I couldn't sleep for the rest of the night. I thought it was awful. And I said the same thing that you're saying. I said, as a mother of two Black boys, that could have been one of my boys. And I feel really horrible for her. She said that she will never look at that video and I advised her not to because it hurt me to look at it. And he's not even my child. You have to, I was just undone by it. It is awful. Now, this did not happen in Atlanta, Georgia. You do know that.
Yeah, it
was
outside.
This was on the outside.
Yeah.
Outside of, out in the country area.
Well, my partner, my partner's been vacationing in that. It's a beach, a beachside city down. They've been going there with his family for years on, his father's a pastor. They go there on retreats. And so I know it's not actually Atlanta, but what sort of, I guess, if you could speak to just sort of white America for a moment and just kind of express, you know, how this feels to be the mother of Black men or just to be a person of color in this country in 2020. And what sort of message do you want white people quite get it? Like, what can we do? What do we need to know?
Well, I don't understand why one wouldn't get it. It doesn't have anything to do with race to me. All you need to do is be a human with a heart and just know that doing something such as that it's unreal. It's not right. It doesn't matter about the color. It could have happened to a Mexican guy or it could have happened to anybody. That just is not right. It could have been Black guy shooting a white boy. That's just wrong. That's all it is to it. And if you have any kind of heart, this is what I would say. If you know what's right, then you, and you want to live right, like I want to live right. I don't really care what color you are. If I like you, I like you. And I don't have that kind of hate in my heart. You have to have a lot of hate in your heart to look at that and be okay with it.
Nene, you're so incredible, really. You are so much, so much more than a housewife. You've been on Broadway. You worked with the incredible Ryan Murphy. You now have your own single. Come and get this, honey. Nene, you know the LGBTQ community thrives for you. We love you. When this is over, we hope that we can party with you with this song. The clubs will open up. I would love to introduce, thank you, Nene Leakes. We adore you. And now take listen to Come and Get This Honey, Honey.
You better shake those shoulders, honey.
Yes, honey.
Awesome.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.